Previously on Corporate Homie.
Recognizing false profits in business.
Your career is nowhere where I'd like for my career to be. You can recognize false profits when there's a lot of turnover.
A bald man can't sell me no hair tonic. On today's episode of Corporate Homie, unlearning childhood lessons.
Children are to be seen and not heard.
Not this or that, it can be this and that. The only treat a man gets is the big piece of chicken.
Sleep is for suckers. Hey, homies.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
Woo, woo.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So we're really excited about this week's episode, which is about breaking childhood habits.
Unlearning childhood lessons.
Break them up. And we all have things that we were taught in our childhood that spill over into you as an adult and your professional and your personal relationships. My all-time favorite, which has nothing to do with business whatsoever, is, I mean, a woman shouldn't be driving no man around. And now, to this day, when I see a man driving a woman,
like,
I think she's not supposed to be doing that.
What kind of woman is she?
What is she doing?
What kind of woman,
and then I think, and what kind of loser dude lets a woman drive him around?
Right. And you don't know anything about those people.
No
you
clue.
Don't know
the man
why.
Could be leaving. The surgery. Man could be leaving surgery.
He's leaving surgery. He could have his license revoked. You don't know.
You have no idea, but I've already decided because my mama told her and her mother told her that women don't drive men around.
Right. Worry about yourself.
Worry about yourself.
Okay. So I like this episode for the same reason. My first childhood lesson that you need to unlearn is remember how, let me start with the lesson. Don't touch anything in here. Remember how if
we
you
can't
went over,
afford nothing.
Nothing. If you would go somewhere really nice, your parents would tell you not to touch anything. Don't sit on the people's couch. Or likewise, if you went to someone's house sometimes and they had a very nice furniture, it was all covered in plastic, which likewise said, don't touch anything. So the reason why I think you need to unlearn this lesson is that it teaches you that nice things aren't for you. You don't deserve nice things. And that when it is nice, it's beyond you. And that you, I think the way that ends up translating in business is when good things happen to you, you get promoted, you get a chance to run the deal, you start thinking, I don't belong at this table. This is a nice thing. It's a good thing. It's happening for me. Perhaps I'm not here. I shouldn't be here, which feeds to the imposter syndrome.
I've seen people do that because they were taught that. They don't even realize they're doing it. They won't eat anything in the suite at a concert because
right.
They're afraid that they don't, that it's not for them, that maybe they can't afford it or.
Remember Daddy used to tell that story about the man that goes on the cruise in a sermon?
Right.
And the
same
man
thing.
Goes on the cruise, and we'll tell it for you. So it's a sermonic tool that Daddy used to put in a sermon. So the man goes on the cruise. He sees all these people eating all this food, drinking these drinks, just having dessert, just going at it. And he has like sandwiches that he's brought on
the cruise. He's brought his own food.
Then he goes back to his room and eats. And he's getting off the cruise. It's like a 3 or 4 day cruise. He's getting off. And the cruise director or someone says, hey, how did you enjoy the cruise? And he says, I really enjoyed the cruise. I just wish I could have had some of the food, but I didn't buy a food plan. And the cruise director's like, it was already paid for. And so, of course, my dad would say, Jesus, he's already paid for. It's already paid for.
You got to bring it to Calvary.
That's right. But we're not going to take you to Calvary today. But we are going to say that those are the kind of things that you don't even think to ask. You just assume that these good things aren't for you.
Great point. Next tip about childhood habits that need to be broken are when you're taught that children are to be seen and not heard.
Oh, I had that one too.
Right?
Okay.
And so what that teaches you is your voice doesn't matter. And
yes.
So as an adult, you won't ask a question. You won't ask a question when a man tells you something that doesn't make any sense. Or your wife tells you, or your girlfriend. You won't ask a question in a meeting that you could have the key to unlock the whole thing. But you're afraid because you haven't been given your voice. You've been told that your voice does not matter. Don't ask a question. And so it manifests itself in your personal relationships and in your business relationships because you won't speak up.
Right. Anytime you perceive, I had that one as well. Anytime you perceive someone is having a hierarchy over you, an authority over you, you think that means that you should not ask any questions. I had that too. Like, and that definitely.
It takes your voice.
Yeah. Okay. So number three, I had, don't ask people to do things you can do yourself.
You don't need a cleaning lady.
You don't need a cleaning lady. You don't need to ask your brother for help. You don't need to ask your sister for help. Why are you asking that girl? Don't ask people, which is not true, because the way it plays out in business is it keeps you from delegating. It prevents you from understanding that there are different roles for different people, sort of understanding the way that we all play different positions, because of course I know how to make copies. Of course I know how to type up documents, but that isn't necessarily the highest and best use of my time. And that's something I really struggled with when I first started to practice. And really, if I hadn't had a really great assistant who basically pulled me to the side and said, listen, when you're making copies, you're not billing and the firm counts on you to bill. We use that revenue, the billable hours, to pay my salary, to pay everyone else's salary. So you have to sort of stay in your role and do the things. But for me, I was operating out of that childhood lesson of no need to run my copies. I know how to run my own copies. You don't have to do that for me. I'm okay. And so that's how it can play out, you know, in business.
Right. Because that whole phrase of time is money means that you can't spend time on things because now you're not generating revenue. So I think that that is a very good point. My next one is vacations are for rich people, and you don't deserve to go on vacation. I know this is super granular, but vacations are not just for fun. Vacations are an opportunity. There's a reason why the law requires you to take vacation, because it allows you to recharge and refocus. And you can't do that if you use your vacation, to your point, Demetra, hand scrubbing your floors, because you won't pay somebody to do that. So even though you're off, you're not getting recharged. You're not. So it's not just about the relaxing. It's about allowing the time to refocus, to get yourself refreshed, to come back. And so even if you don't, quote unquote, have the money to go on vacation, even when you take off work and you're on staycation, you need to vacation and you need to do fun things. Eat an ice cream cone. Go to the free beach. Go for a walk. Learn a new hobby. You need to use it as an opportunity to recharge. Vacations are not just for rich people. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity for your mental health.
That is exactly right. And that is something that, you know, I had to unlearn, and also to know, and I know we're going to do a wealth episode coming up about, there's enough room to do everything that you want to do. So you can vacation and save money and pay your student loans off there. It doesn't have to be a zero sum game, which I feel like was another, I would take that as to my next lesson, that everything's not a zero sum game, right? It's every, you know, I definitely think we grew up with this or that, but I would change that lesson to this and that.
Right. You can still go on vacation even though you haven't paid all your student loans off. That's allowed.
Right. And be fiscally responsible because you're paying right. them off. You can have a latte every day and still have student loans. Like, it's just this idea of it's all or nothing. You're either fiscally responsible and eliminating debt and no fun, or you're having fun and you're completely fiscally irresponsible. Right. And so I think that is really another really important lesson I had to learn. It's not this or that. It can be this and that.
Right. I love that. It can be this and that. My next point that we need to, a childhood habit we need to break, is that spending time alone is selfish. Alone time is not selfish, you know, especially for the homies that have spouses and kids and taking care of aging parents, right? You're no good to anybody if you don't make yourself a priority. So you spending time in the gym, you getting a chance to go get your hair done or your nails done, or you haven't...
Get your hair done.
Nails done.
Get your hair
right, right.
Dude.
You're a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
You having a chance to go on a walk, you having a chance to do something by yourself is not selfish. Again, you can't be good to everybody else at your job, to be the best employee, to be the best sister, church member, sorority sister member, if you're not healthy physically and mentally. So spending time alone is not selfish.
Yeah, I like to think of that as you cannot pour from an empty cup. Or when you think about when you're on an airplane and they always tell you to put your mask on first. And I do think, especially as minorities and as women, but certainly as minorities, we're taught this idea of like, you know, the only treat a man gets is the big piece of chicken. Right. That's the only thing he can have in his life that is good. And he's supposed to, you know, drive the old car and wear the most raggedy clothes and never see his friends, all because he is the head of his
household responsible
and the leader of his, right? And that if he does anything, like if he wants to play basketball, like you said, or still go to the gym, that he somehow, or, you know, have a guy's night out and meet the fellas for a drink, that he somehow thwarting his responsibilities to his family. And so I think that's a really good childhood lesson to unlearn, because all of that is going to make you better at work, which in turn makes you the better provider, makes you the better dad, the better husband. The next one, and you might find this one interesting, that I have is the Clean Plate Club.
Isn't that the detriment why we all 40 pounds overweight?
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, for real. Yeah.
There's starving children in Africa.
Right. And so you must eat everything on your plate. And so what that also tells you at work, right? So we can take it in a personal level that we're all still doing that. We're overeating because we think if it's on our plate, we should eat. But at work, we're doing that as well. Anything that someone puts on our plate, we think we should do. We think we should consume it. We don't think about leaving it there or
delegating
it to someone
else, right?
Who will delegate someone else, right? Because we're like, they put it on my plate. And the lesson I was taught is anything that's on my plate, I must do. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to clean your plate.
Sleep is for suckers. Young people say sleep is for suckers. My mom used to say you can sleep when you're dead. Like we were really like not allowed to take naps. Like that wasn't a thing that was allowed in our house. We would sneak
or
and take
to sleep
naps.
In the morning. So you had to be up and
you had to be
and
up and dressed by 10 o'clock.
So there was no So like you said, you can't sleep late and you can't. Yeah, you're right.
And you can't sleep during the day at all on a Saturday. So what that taught you is, and that never wavered. It did not matter if you played 3 games in a basketball tournament. It did not matter if you were up late. You still had to be up and dressed by 10 o'clock. There was no flexibility in that. And every health thing says that you have to have sleep to be healthy, to maintain a healthy weight, to be alert at work, to be efficient, to help with depression. Every health thing starts with getting a good night's rest, getting a sufficient number of sleep, amount of sleep. The Fitbit just came out with a new sleep number, right? They already had like, what sleep stages are you in? Just this week, they came out with a sleep number that says your sleep number is 67 or it's 88, and it's based on the number of hours that you sleep. So sleep deprivation is not an honor. It's not a badge. Like, you need to get sleep to be your best, to be your best at work, to be your best physically.
Yes, I like that. My last tip is, and I don't know what the wording is, but when we were growing up, you had to hug everybody. Anybody who wanted to hug you, anybody that wanted to touch you, they, you know, like you're at church, oh, give Miss Lula a hug. Oh, say, and I think that idea of letting people invade your space, letting people make you physically uncomfortable is not a good lesson. And so you take that into your adulthood, believing that people can overstep boundaries. And the way that happens in business is both physically and emotionally. or, you know, is that you learn that people can overstep their boundaries with you and make you uncomfortable. It's why people will sometimes put themselves in a situation with a boss that they didn't really want to do, or let him touch their shoulders when they were uncomfortable. And it's not even necessarily that it was sexual harassment, but it just didn't make you feel good, or you didn't feel comfortable, but you weren't taught to use your voice, that when someone wanted to physically get in your space, that you were able to like voice yourself. And then that translates into when people can break and invade your physical boundaries, that they'll invade other boundaries for you. And you don't know how to say, I can't take that call, because you don't have to explain, but in your mind you're like, because it's my daughter's birthday, or have it, because you've learned as a very young child to let people invade your boundaries.
I think that's such a good point. And you know, that's definitely something that I've had to unlearn, because I've let people put additional projects on my plate that I should not have. I've let people talk me into coming to meetings that I knew I didn't really have time for. So now I'm literally in meetings from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. at night, because I did not understand that it's okay to say that doesn't work for my schedule, period. Right. So that whole invading your space. And then I think which my last point, which is basically the same thing you're saying and just a little bit differently, is everything's not about you. And so like, you need to put others first. Right. And so you learn to be dutiful. You put your emotions to the side, even though you can see that the coworker next to you only has two things on his plate. You have 18. You've not said anything in the team meeting, but you're ticked about it because that's the way you were raised, right? Like, you, everybody has a sibling that they feel like doesn't have to do the things that the other siblings have to do.
Right.
If you don't know who that sibling is, it's you. Like,
right.
You're the sibling that's not doing that. So that definitely carries over into business, into your personal and your professional relationships. And it is a habit that you need to break.
Yes, that's a really good point. And all of these are not, you know, I do want to say this. I think these were all the types of lessons that seem like they were going to be good, seem like they were, you know, not taught to you in malice, or we're not saying manipulation or anything like that, but just in application, in the way they're processing, in the way it changes the way you process, it's hurting you as you move through the world in your business life, and then sometimes in your personal life as well.
Especially if they're applied in the strictest form.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right.
So go to the Sky Club, drink the free drinks, go on vacation, get enough rest, do all the things that we talked about. So we'd love to hear from you if there are any other childhood habits that we feel like you need to unlearn that we didn't mention. Drop us a comment and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, and if you have a topic that you would like covered, please send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. And if you want us to come out and speak to your organization or have any other general inquiries, send an email to info@corporatehomie.com.
As always, you can find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Corporate Homie, H-O-M-I-E. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. Get you a twin. Get you another homie.